爹发的。
Here's your letter.
Thank you, Nellie. Not that any of them would be worth opening. Central Electricity Board, Income Tax Office, Buckingham Palace, the Gas Board, the Buckingham Palace. Good heavens, yes, Buckingham Palace. Look,
is it the right address?
It's the best address there is, Nellie. Patrick Carter, Esquire.
Oh.
Why would they be writing to me?
Maybe she's read one of your books. Maybe it's a fan letter.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Karen. You really think so?
Yeah.
Of course, it could be him. I did set my last murder on a polo field.
Mr. Patrick, do you suppose she actually licked this herself?
Of course not. That's what they keep the corgis for.
Oh, good heavens, look at this. I'm invited to a garden party at the palace.
Oh, Mr. Patrick, how exciting!
Yes, there it is, Nanny. The invitation in her very own printing.
Hey, that's great. But why you, Daddy? I mean, you're a nobody.
Thank you, Karen.
Your father's done a lot of organizing for charity, Karen. He was responsible for those talking books for the deaf.
Yes, well, we all make mistakes. That's why I've been invited, Karen. My charity work. What an honor.
There'll be hundreds of people there.
I shall have to practice a bit of chat about show jumping and... A smattering of Welsh might come in useful, I should imagine. Yes. Well, I'd better go and put the tie on.
It's not till Saturday.
I know that. I'm going into town to see Georgie. Ah, wait till she hears.
Enjoy the best of both worlds. Only 2 hours' drive from Johannesburg and Pretoria and half an hour by air. The magnificent Sundown Ranch Hotel and Lion Park, just 10 kilometers from the Philandsburg Game Reserve and Sun City Resort. It offers an exciting escape from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. Reasonable rates, excellent food, friendly service and comfortable air-conditioned rooms. It will ensure a memorable stay. Activities include tennis, squash, horse riding, the Lion Park and much, much more. Call now to make your reservation on 014-573-1000. That's 014-573-1000. Or visit their website at www.restonations.co.za/Sundown Ranch. The Sundown Ranch Hotel and Lion Park. Two worlds in one.
Oh, hello, Anna.
Hello, Daddy.
Jeremy.
Miss Carter.
Anna, I just received the most... Is that my lawn sprinkler?
It was, sir. I seem to have run over it. Well, my car did. I am willing to replace it.
Oh, yes, I could just see you lying in the middle of the lawn, spouting water out of your mouth.
Anna, I don't think your father likes me.
Well, he does, but he hides it well.
Yes. I suppose I'd better go and get rid of the sprinkler somewhere.
Hi.
Well, did he or didn't he?
Did he or didn't he what?
Propose. You said he was on the verge.
Well, there was a moment on Hampstead Heath when he went down on one knee.
Yes?
Because he'd caught his foot in a rabbit hole.
No, he hasn't proposed.
Well, the day isn't over yet, kid. Stand by for further bulletins and keep out of the study.
You know, I've been thinking, Karen, if I pass the cucumber sandwiches nicely, I may well appear in the New Year's honors list. Patrick Carter, KGB.
That's the Russian Secret Service.
Well, I know that, of course. I was just testing you.
Well, congratulations, Patrick. What have you done to deserve this?
My charity activities, probably, Georgie. I buy my lifeboat flag every year. These things don't go unnoticed, you know.
Well, of course, you'll only be one among hundreds.
Now, don't you start. You never know what may happen. The unexpected puddle, off with my coat. Look where Sir Walter Raleigh finished up.
In the tower, having his head chopped off.
Did he? Oh, I must have missed that episode. Well, have I signed everything?
I see. No, there's another signature needed there.
All right.
Huh? Patrick, changing the subject, you remember those kennels where you bought H.G. Wells? The owner was a proper breeder, wasn't he?
I think so. I got on quite well with him.
Only, I'm thinking of buying a dog. Uh-huh. Not as big as H.G., of course. Oh, what breed is he exactly?
H.G.? Mm-hmm. My idea. Some sort of cross between a cow and a horse, my guy said. What do you want with a dog?
Oh, company. I could take it for walks.
I go for walks with you.
Yes, but you don't fetch sticks. I rather fancy one of those dogs you see on that TV commercial. You know, the sad eyes and the floppy ears. They're so aristocratic.
Oh, yes, that reminds me. Before I go to the garden party, do you think I should learn to curtsy?
It's a nice room, this room, isn't it?
Yes, it came with the house.
Really? I always think it's rooms that make the houses when you get right down to it.
I've never quite thought of it like that.
Oh. Anna, there's something I want to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
I've been wanting to ask you all day.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I've been meaning to ask you for weeks.
Yes, Jeremy?
Would you pass me a peanut?
A peanut. Be my guest.
Thank you. That's not what I wanted to ask you, though.
Oh.
The real question is, will you peanut.
Come on.
Will you?
Will I marry you? Oh, good heavens, this is so gradual.
Well, will you, please?
Well, of course I will, you great Burke.
Hey, congratulate me. I'm going to be a sister-in-law.
You were listening.
Of course I was. Welcome to the family, Jeremy. Mwah.
I'm not in it yet. I mean, I've got to ask your father's permission.
Well, that's a Victorian attitude.
You've got a Victorian father.
He's right.
Besides, I like to do things properly.
He might do you properly. I don't think he likes you.
Oh, yes, he does like him. Well, sort of. A bit. Sometimes. I'll ask him.
No, it's up to me. I'll just wait for the right moment when he's in a good mood. Is he ever in a good mood?
Oh, yeah. Especially when he's beaten someone at chess. Mind you, he hasn't done that for years. It takes him all his time to hold H.G. Wells to a draw.
He's mad keen, though. Played a game with himself yesterday. He was sulking for hours because half of him lost. Oh, hello, Daddy.
Somebody has knocked the knob off my garden gnome's hat. I wonder who it was.
With me, just before I ran over your sprinkler.
And what good is a knobless hat on a garden gnome?
Quite so. But while we're chatting, I would like to ask your permission to... For permission to...
To what?
To play a game of chess with you.
Chess?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm not very good. You'd probably thrash me.
Really?
Well, we'll glue the gnome's knob on. Come on, Karen.
Why can't we watch?
Come on. Let him beat you, Jeremy.
Yes, I suppose we could have a quick game. The board's all set up. Pull up a chair. I'll go first because it's my chessboard. Right. There we are.
By Jove. What a shrewd move, sir. I resign.
Don't be facetious. Play.
Yes, sir. Let me see now. It's tricky, this. Very tricky.
There. One gnome, good as new. How's it going in there?
Well, they're still playing. Jeremy looks worried.
He must be losing.
He must be winning. It's almost impossible to lose against Daddy.
How did you see? Yes. This is where my deliberate sacrifices begin to pay off. There.
Oh, dear. That only leaves me one possible move.
Quite. You know, that's what I like about chess. It's one man's intellect against another. There's no luck involved.
No, sir. Check.
What? Oh. Yes. Well, that was a lucky move.
Just a thought, sir. Should we change in?
Don't be patronizing. I'll just go and get some ice. Hang on, though. If I took that piece...
It's one of your own.
I resign. Best of three.
I must say, sir, you've had a remarkable streak of bad luck. I mean, 12 games on the trot.
I'm concentrating. Now, if I move my knight... No, perhaps not. There. Get out of that one.
Ah, yes, yes, very clever. All I can do is move, there. Mm-hmm. You've probably been toying with me, sir. Giving me false sense of confidence so that you can... Oh, no, not that move, please, no.
I wasn't going to.
Maddie's gone to bed, so I've made the cocoa. How's it going?
12 flukes in a row. The skill is beginning to tell. I hadn't let go of that.
Yes, you had.
No, he hadn't.
No, he hadn't. I'll get some biscuits.
Excuse me, sir. If you threaten my bishop with your knight, and I thoughtlessly move, well, there, you could checkmate me.
I'll decide my own moves, if you don't mind. I threaten your bishop with my knight.
Oh, shrewd move, sir. Good grief, I've fallen into your trap.
Hmm? What trap?
That trap, there.
Please, look. That trap. Oh, yes. Checkmate. I've won.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I get you. Wake up, H.G. Wake up. I've won. 2 o'clock. Oh, how time flies when you're enjoying yourself. Well. Good night, my boy. You know, you're quite a decent chap, really. I can't imagine why I thought you were a bit of a twit.
Don't really see,
sir. Don't keep that up too late, will you? Good night, Jeremy.
Yes, good night, sir. Good night. Anna! He won! He finally won! I've never seen a man in such a good mood.
Oh, great! So he approves of our getting engaged.
Engaged? I've got to ask him.
Oh, yes.
Weird. Splash, splash, the water hose. Splash all day long. Using up the water. It's too late when it's gone. If you want to help them, this is what to do. Make sure the water hog is never you. Make sure the water hog is never you.
Steelman. Die goeie Oda van Springbok Radio is terug. Onverkrijgbare liedjes nou op 1 CD. Met al jouw gunstelingen: Virginia Lee, Cora Marie, Anton Goosen, Sonja Herold, Cupido en vele meer. Herleef Springbok Radio, Afrikaanse treffers.
There we are. I'm almost ready, Nanny.
Ah, very nice, Mr. Patrick. But you're not due at Buckingham Palace for 4 hours.
Oh, I thought I'd have lunch on the way. You know, I think this jacket has shrunk since I last wore it.
No, it's your chest, Daddy. It slipped down a bit.
What?
There you are, your shoes.
And a nice handkerchief. Oh, just think, Her Majesty will see a handkerchief that I ironed.
And if she looks my way, I shall point to it and shout, Nanny did this!
Daddy... Has Jeremy said anything to you about, anything, yes?
Jeremy? For the past week, that young man has done nothing but get me into corners and rabbit on about the weather, the cricket scores, and the prospects for Ghana's cocoa crop. Karen, thank you for shining my shoes, but you picked two right-footed ones.
Oh.
I can't go walking around the palace garden with a left-hand bias. Now, come on, let's get things right. I've only got 3 hours and 55 minutes left.
What's the latest bulletin?
I keep losing my nerve. I almost asked him yesterday, and my cigarette fell into his lap, and I had to spray him with a soda stream.
Oh, brother.
And somehow, the moment had passed.
All you have to do is say, I want to marry your daughter.
But he's got a lot on his mind at the moment. What with the garden party and the back of his car being damaged.
His car?
Oh, yes, I haven't told him about that yet. You see, I skidded as I was coming into the drive. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Morning. Would you say this jacket's a little tight?
It's your chest. It slipped.
We've already had that. Would it bulge if I carry your wallet?
Oh, try it with mine, sir. Here we are.
That's a wallet, like a young briefcase. Seems a pity to spoil the cut of the jacket. It can look like Al Capone. This... I can't possibly leave that in there. Better. Hello?
Hello, Patrick.
Ah, Georgie. Hang on. It's Georgie.
So?
It's Georgie.
Oh, all right. Come on, Jeremy. We'll wait in the hall. I want a word with you anyway. Now, you just listen here, Jeremy.
Well, I know what you're going to say.
Well, do something about it then. You've got to stop putting it off. Ask him now.
But he's on the telephone.
When he's finished.
Yes, Georgie, I'm really looking forward to it. I've never been to the palace. Now, tell me something. Do you think I should wear my ribbons?
Well, if it gets windy, they'll keep your hair set.
I meant my medal ribbons. It's academic, really, because I've got none. Well, at least only the good conduct medal.
A good conduct medal?
That was before I met you.
Oh. I see. Anyway, you're going to give me the address of that dog breeder, Patrick?
Oh, yes, the kennels. Hang on. My address book's right here. Yes, I got it. I knew it was somewhere in Barking. Barking. Good name, isn't it? Rather a good place for kennels, then. Take this down, Geordie. Crescent Drive, East 16.
E16. Well, thanks, Patrick. Enjoy yourself at the garden party, and don't forget to crook your little finger when you blow your teeth.
Is that before or after I pour it into the saucer? Goodbye, Georgie.
Have you finished, sir?
Finished what? Oh, phoning, yes. Come in, my boy, and sit down. You fancy another game of chess?
No, not at the moment, thank you. I've got something to say, sir.
Yes?
Well, I think it'll be up by at least 250,000 tons if the rains keep on.
What will?
Ghana's cocoa crop.
Well, how nice for them. Are you trying to tell me something, young man?
Yes, I am.
Well, it'll have to wait. I'm having lunch at the club.
But lunch. Let me buy it for you, sir. I know a marvelous little restaurant. It's just near the palace. We can chat.
Oh, all right. I'll get my car.
No. Not your car.
Why not my car?
No, let's go in mine. I'm running it in.
Oh, new car, eh? What model is it?
Oh, actually, it's a 1964 two-seater.
Well, isn't this pleasant? Very decent of you, my boy. Rather expensive in this restaurant, you know.
Oh, no, don't worry, sir. It's my pleasure. Please, order anything you like.
Well, if you're sure.
Of course, I got plenty of my wallet. You didn't happen to bring your wallet with you, did you, sir?
No, why?
Nothing. I was just thinking how superbly your jacket hangs without.
Oh, thank you.
Good evening, monsieur.
Ah, thank you. Actually, I'm too excited to eat very much. Perhaps I'll have, let's see now, just a little pâté de foie gras with some toast. Oh, I could probably force down a sole bon pan. I think that should be plenty, but... Oh, I say, the porterhouse steak might go rather nicely after the fish. Yes, with a few mushrooms and a portion of sauté potatoes. That's really all I...
Strawberries aren't they, are they? Well, not too much cream with them.
And the cheese to follow, Mr.
No, thank you. I'm not hungry. And what are you having, Jeremy McGoy?
Just the roll and butter. Will you excuse me, sir? I must go to the telly... the men's room.
Well, of course. Waiter, you know, I think I will have the cheese after all.
Hello?
Mrs. Nanny? it's Jeremy. I left my wallet there, lying on the desk. It's got my initials on it. J.T.
Wallace? I don't think it's... Oh, yes, it is on the desk.
Phew, thank goodness. Now, look, I'm in the Sheldon restaurant, Park Lane. Could somebody bring it round? Well, neither of us has any money, you see.
Well, I'm afraid the girls are out, and I'm right in the middle of a rhubarb pie.
Oh. Right. Not to worry. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, dear. I wonder how badly he needs it. Jeremy!
My wallet.
But why didn't you...
Oh, I've been held up traffic diversions at the garden party. I left your father eating without money.
All right. Don't panic. Karen's on her way round there. The main thing is... What did Daddy say when you asked him?
Asked him what?
About our engagement.
Oh, he didn't say anything. Only because I haven't asked him. But I will, though, as soon as... Phone him? Now?
Now.
He may not like being disturbed while he's eating.
Now.
The lion's probably engaged.
Now.
All right. Now.
Your satisfaction, monsieur.
Oh, very good, yes. Mind you, I'm glad I didn't have the bread roll. My young companion had had some, and he's been in the men's room for 3/4 of an hour. Look, could you go and see if he's gone to sleep or something?
Oui, monsieur. And Mr. Carter?
Yes?
A telephone call for you, sir.
For me, here?
Yes, sir. Allow me, I'll plug it in. There we are, sir.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello, sir. It's me, Jeremy.
Jeremy. I was wondering what had happened. Is there a phone there?
Oh. Yes, sir. I'm here to get to talk to you.
Good heavens. What an unusual place for a phone. Oh, well, progress.
Well, the thing is, sir, I've got something to say to you. Are you sitting comfortably?
Yes, are you?
Yes, thank you. What I want to say to you is, I want to get engaged.
Well, there's a little thing on the back of the door. You push it.
Daughter, Anna. I want to marry her.
Well, you've picked a very peculiar place to ask. Still, I don't know. You know, Jeremy, it doesn't come as a complete surprise. Garner's cocoa cropped in.
We have your permission, sir.
I suppose so, as long as Anna is absolutely sure.
Oh, I am, Daddy. I'm so happy.
Anna! Anna, what are you doing in there? Anna! What is the world coming to?
Sir?
What kind of establishment do you call this? The young man I was lunching with is in there with my daughter.
Pardon me, sir. I informed the young man that an hour ago. Your bill, sir.
Bill? But Bill. He was going to pay. Oh, good grief, look at the time. I'd be late for the Queen's dance.
Sir, I'm afraid we...
Would you mind? Let me through.
Sir, mother of Mr. Germany. Oh, congratulations, this wonderful Jew. I'm so happy for you both.
What's she crying for?
You know nothing about women. Cheer up, Nance. We'll have a rhubarb wedding cake.
Oh, you. Oh, won't Mr. Patrick be excited?
Where is he? Where's that whippersnapper who left me holding the bill?
I'm terribly sorry, sir.
Sorry? You made me look an absolute idiot.
But, Karen, you were supposed to have taken some money so that Daddy could pay.
I did, but by the time I got there, he'd already punched the waiter and kicked the manager.
On top of all that, I washed 200 dishes. I got greasy water all over my spats.
Oh, dear. I hope the Queen didn't notice.
She didn't, because I never got to the garden party. All those wasted cucumber sandwiches. Answer that, please, Nanny.
All right.
There's all that preparation for my first garden party. Heaven knows what she'll think of me.
The Queen? She'll never even know you weren't there.
Of course she will. She'll have reached out to shake my hand, and it won't have been there. There's a thought. It might well be treason. They might send somebody round.
Oh, Mr. Patrick, what a surprise! Look!
Corgis? Nanny, those are corgis.
That's right. Aren't they beautiful?
You mean she's come herself? Oh, I can explain everything, Your Majesty.
I want three of them.
Oh.
Patrick! Oh, Mr. Patrick, he's fainted.
That was Father Dear Father with Tom Meehan, Margaret Milner-Smythe, Yvonne Bristow, Maureen Adair, Merle Wayne, Brian Squires and David Coolbell.